prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Monday. We're starting the week off with a really important interview. We're going to be talking about functional medicine. Quite frankly, functional medicine, I think, gets a bad rap because most people who use the terminology really don't practice functional medicine. And it's confusing to people. They go, wait, I went to see a doctor who specialized in functional medicine, but he quacked exactly the way my last doctor did. I'm going to introduce you to a doctor who is truly practicing functional medicine, and I think you'll learn a lot. Before we get started, I have to thank our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports, for the generous contribution they make to this show month in and month out. Of course, you can get six of their top-selling products absolutely free if you go to superhumanradio.net and click the EFX Sports banner ad. You will pay $5 and change for shipping. That's legitimately the shipping charge. This is not some self-liquidating scam. You will get six different products that you can try because Dr. Jeff Galini believes that no one should buy anything until they've tried it, and he puts his money where his mouth is. So we are being joined today by Dr. Carl Page. He is a physician here in Louisville, Kentucky. How you doing, Dr. Page?
I'm doing fine.
You know what? Hold on a second. I think I have to turn something down that I had turned up too high. There we go. That's going to be a lot better. Anyway, I had the opportunity to sit through a lecture. Elisa Profumo, as everybody in the audience knows, works for Metagenics. And she brought me to a lecture that you put on here locally that was through one of the compounding pharmacies. And I have to be honest, and I told you this. I walked up to you at the end and I said, you know, I got to tell you the truth. I didn't really come here expecting to learn anything new because so many people now, it seems like if you put the word functional in front of anything, there's functional nutrition, there's functional diagnostics. You know, it's like the new thing is to put the word functional in front of this functional training for exercise training. If you put the word functional in front of something, all of a sudden it takes on a new meaning. But quite often people really aren't doing anything different. Have you found that to be the case? It's that the word functional has kind of become bastardized a little bit?
Well, I think that it's related to somewhat in the medical specialty that I practice, some identity and branding issues that integrative specialties in general have. Functional has developed. It's still in the early adopting stage for clinically. And because of that, it's out there for anyone to grab. To some extent, I'm excited that people are interested and want to use the name, but it does create, I think, some confusion in the marketplace for a consumer of healthcare or wellness care, what they're actually getting when they go find that.
So after listening to you speak the other day, and I wouldn't have you on the show if I didn't think, wow, this guy is different. After hearing you speak the other day, I hearkened back to the stories I've heard about where medicine found its genesis. Before allopathic medicine, doctors used to, you know, you always hear about doctors treated they treated the illness, not the symptoms. And doctors ask questions beyond just what hurts to how do you sleep? How do you live? What foods do you eat? Is functional medicine, true functional medicine, the way you practice it, just a reemergence of where we started with medicine?
Well, I think it is rediscovering a lot of stuff that was there that probably got lost for a good century or so as things shifted very aggressively toward the allopathic model, which, you know, was one disease, one medicine, next. You know, that's kind of the model there. You identify, label a disease, you pull a prescription pharmaceutical and prescribe that for it. And then if you're a primary care doctor, you might have a handful of those things where you managed. And then you sent the patient off to this specialty world where each specialist was siloed in their little individual area and would address their individual problem. But in today's modern world, when primary care doctors are unfortunately mostly burdened with paperwork and administrative tasks, you have the patients being managed individually by specialists who are experts in their area. But even in a hospital setting where these people are in the same building, they rarely communicate or rarely read each other's correspondences. So the whole picture of the patient rarely gets addressed.
So
in a functional model, we would look at it as all of the environment, the GI health, the exposure to oxidative stress, toxic burden from the environment or internally, all of those things interact with each other, including mind, body, spirit, to create wellness or health. And so we approach the patients from that standpoint, maybe starting in one particular area, but recognizing each person's individuality and how all of these things interact to create wellness for the patient.
Does insurance make it more difficult for you to practice this type of medicine, which is really the kind of medicine that patients should be exposed to? But does insurance make it more difficult because running batteries of tests, are you always forced to fit through a gauntlet of, you know, we're not paying for that, we're not paying for this?
Well, yes, that is an issue. Insurance many times makes it difficult for pretty much anything you want to do. You're asking a third party who's only interested in profit to be involved in a patient's personal decisions about health care. And despite what the insurance industry advertises, they really are not interested in the patient's wellness or health care. They're just interested in the bottom line at the end of the quarter or the year. So from a functional standpoint, you know, we try to achieve wellness as opposed to just not being sick.
Yeah, right. Right. You know, I use this analogy. My audience has heard it too many times now, but they're probably going to recite it as I say it. But traditional medical orthodoxy treatment today is tantamount to just pulling the battery out of the smoke detector and sitting back down in the burning house and watching television, thinking you've fixed the problem because the smoke detector's not squealing any longer. And that's really how medicine works today, as you point out, where what you do is let's find the fire, let's put it out, and then let's fix the things that it damaged and get it all back working again. What I don't understand about the insurance model is why wouldn't they understand that that is actually going to produce greater profits for them? Because if you have people who are well for the last 30 years of their lives instead of sick, you're spending a lot less money.
Well, you know, I pondered that for a long time when I did traditional practice. You know, I practiced 25 years as an internist and a pediatrician in a regular primary care practice. So my conclusion to that question was that the insurance company really only cares about you for your plan year. When you move to most people, and as a business owner several times, you bid your insurance out every year. So you may be on Humana 1 year, Aetna the next year. You may be with another insurance company in the following year. So they don't care at all about you in those outlying years. In fact, then from a practical standpoint, they'd probably prefer you get sick because then it's a burden to their competitor.
Interesting. That's really interesting. You know, it really, you know, when you're saying this, I'm thinking to myself, well, of course that's how they feel. They're just looking at it for the money coming in, the money going out, and what's left over for profits. They don't care. In fact, I'm sure that when someone dies mid-plan, they probably yell hoorah because it's like, oh, we got away without having to pay for any illness on that person.
Well, I'm not quite that callous. I mean, I would think that they, on a personal level, an individual working there probably does care. But on a corporate level, it really is a looking at a population. And that's one of the issues with just traditional allopathic medicine is many of their treatment paradigms are based on population medicine. How do we move a needle in a certain direction over a large group of people? And it doesn't recognize that each, you know, if you want to have your population move in a direction that's healthy, you have to start with the individual. And that's really where the functional medicine paradigm for analyzing and managing chronic illness has significant advantages. That's why I've added it to my treatment regimen or management regimen.
And can people do anything with their insurance company? A lot of times these types of business situations are dependent on the first push making them go away. But if the person pushes a couple more times, they get what they need. Is it that kind of thing you think with insurance? Like, if you just accept when they say, no, we're not covering this, then you're out. But if you push back and go, why not? Explain to me why. My doctor says I need this. If you don't allow me to have this treatment, are you willing to accept the repercussions of any future illness I have? Like, if you take that kind of an approach with an insurance company, have you seen that shift their decision to cover some things?
Yes, they have. I mean, you know, in my practice model, and to give myself maximum time and energy to actually work with patients, we don't accept insurance, and that's one of the main reasons why. The insurance company has just teams of lawyers and policies and procedures to get you spinning around in a circle trying to achieve something when you either run out of energy or desire to
right.
pursue it and you just give up. So, you know, you just bang your head against the wall with them. So I've, from a practice standpoint, it's why we don't take insurance, because I would have to hire a huge staff to manage that section of my practice and would not have the time and resources to spend with the patients. From the patient side, though, yes, you are the consumer of insurance. So, you know, you can tell them what you want, what you've done, petition them, you know, file appeals, but it's an exhausting process, and many times the patients just give up on it and choose to work outside of that model.
Doesn't the HSA solve that problem to a certain degree, because you're basically writing checks and submitting them as opposed to sending charges in and asking for them to pay them?
In theory it does, but it depends on who's managing and analyzing what the HSA will cover, and that would be, you know, who's managing that asset pool will set a certain set of parameters that what qualifies to be HSA can be used for.
Yeah, but the nice thing about it is you write the check and they have to work to tell you why you can't use that, as opposed to the other one where, you know the old adage,
it's better
to ask for forgiveness than permission. You know what I mean? So
it's definitely giving back some control. And really, the more control consumers have on their healthcare, the better healthcare they get. You know, I don't mind when they ask questions or, you know, present things to me, or can we trim this testing regimen down a little bit because I can't afford it? You know, we have that luxury in the model we have to. But it's still, you know, it can still be expensive. So you have to manage a patient's budget as well as just what's the most appropriate testing and analysis you want to do.
Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about something you taught me in that seminar. And that is the thriving health, functional medicine, illness continuum. And how that shifts as we age and where we need to find ourselves for the major portion of our lives. We're talking with Dr. Carl Page. Dr. Page, plug your – do you have a website that's associated with your practice?
Yes, it's medicaltransformationcenter.com.
Medicaltransformationcenter.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Talking with Dr. Carl Page today. He practices functional medicine, and he really does. A lot of people out there put that word on the front of their practice, and it's really, even integrative doesn't mean anything anymore. So talk about this this continuum that you discussed in the seminar.
Sure. And just to try to give the listeners a visual concept of it, it's a line graph. On the left-hand side of the graph, it's the green healthy area. In the middle is a functional range, and on the right-hand side of the graph would be a red or sick area. I also kind of think of this as a bell curve, where in a functional world, you would like to be midpoint of the bell curve or above average to make sure that your body, all of its systems, its organ reserve, hormone levels. In my anti-aging regenerative portion of our practice, particularly hormone levels or peptides, we try to keep them in a healthy range. The goals would be to try to identify risk factors, either genetically, lifestyle, you know, personal stress, that may put you in a functional yellow range at risk of an illness. Identify those before illness develops. In a traditional medicine model, you really don't have a yellow range. You're on the bell curve, either inside those two standard deviations on the bell, and you're healthy until you fall outside of those. And you may be healthy at one visit and then 2 weeks later completely sick. But the reality of it is that illness did not develop just suddenly in most cases, unless it's an acute stroke or heart attack. And then even in that case, the gradual sludging of the arteries and the inflammatory response that leads to them clotting developed over time. So we like to identify people that are at risk and keep them in the functional range and move them back to the healthy range so they never develop an illness, or work aggressively to keep people in the healthy range so they don't even get in the yellow zone.
See, so the reason that this has intrigued me to such a great degree is a couple reasons. Number one, I'll be 60 years old in within the week. And
happy birthday.
Thank you. And what I've discovered is that when you're of reproductive age, when we look at this from an evolutionary perspective, we have one job on this planet. It has nothing to do with Maslow's laws. It has to do with procreating and dying, and that's it. We are to further the trajectory of the species and refine through selection pressure the attributes that we think will allow us to continue and continue to be better and better. So with that being said, the body is amazing with backup systems and compensations at avoiding the evidence of disease states when we are in the reproductive age in that range, because the body doesn't care if it's getting sick as long as it can keep things propped up long enough for you to make babies. And we're not talking about making babies from a cultural construct. The body feels that it is still worthy of breathing if it still can produce, in the case of a man, semen, and libido is an indicator, and a woman, she keeps ovulating, and libido is one. And so when we look at people who are young, and when I say young, I'll say up to the age of 40, okay? But when we look at these people and they are doing things that are just clearly not good for the human condition, like strict vegan diets, or you name it, drinking every weekend and working hard and burning the candle, and they're like, man, I'm just super duper. You are super duper at that age, because the body will compensate. That yellow bandwidth in the middle of your continuum is big. The body will compensate for a lot of stupid decisions. But once you start to get to the point where you are no longer in the childbearing, child-producing years, that yellow area gets really narrow, and the sick a part of it gets really, really big. That is my own estimation. How close am I to the truth?
Well, I think the concept of being in that healthy or the green range is to promote organ reserve, system reserve, so that if your body does get challenged by stress, right, or workload, right, or acute illness, that you have a reserve that you can recover quickly. The reserve area gets smaller as we age. The goals of anti-aging regenerative medicine and through a functional paradigm would be to try to move our bodies into that
green.
Optimizing organ and systems reserve.
Right.
And fortunately, technologically, we have a lot of things we can do there that will help us achieve that. And many of them still, though, come down to not abusing our bodies with extra stress or lack of sleep, or, you know, all of the things you could list that promote inflammation and autoimmune processes that are moving us toward the red.
Right. And when you're young, you can do that stuff and get away with it, because that yellow area, the ability of that yellow area to compensate for your bad decisions. But as you get older, that area gets smaller and the symptoms start to show up faster. And what you pointed out just now is brilliant. You wouldn't drive your spare tire indefinitely. It's only for emergencies. Well, most of us today, because we use caffeine to wake up, we use something to go to sleep, we need something to get through the day. I was just having a discussion with a guy on Facebook this morning about the responsible use of pre-workouts. Pre-workouts should not be used if you don't feel like going to the gym, because now what it's doing is it's allowing you to train when you shouldn't be training. It's allowing you to actually flirt with overtraining, and it's going to cover up the signs of overtraining when you should be taking off. So we do these stupid things. day in and day out, and we basically are driving our spare tire all the time, and then we wonder why all of a sudden we hit the wall. It's because there are no backup systems left anymore. We've been running on them primarily.
Correct, and I think of that Yellow Range. I do as a hobby some audio things, but you see it on your computer or movies as a buffer. It's that section of area where you've got as backup in case you lose your internet connection while you're streaming a movie from Amazon. But now people live with no buffer, and as soon as they lose or get a stress, the movie shuts down or your body shuts down from an acute problem because there's no functional area where you've got a buffer with the stresses you're putting on yourself.
So I want to we only have a few minutes left in this segment, but I'd like you to give my audience kind of the top line. We caught each other in the elevator, and we have a few floors to go. What can we look at without really detailed symptomology and running tests that you've seen in the population that you've worked with that we could start doing now in order to improve that buffer? And we're going to take a break. Just keep that in the back of your mind, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Carl Page about truly practicing functional medicine. The seminar that I attended that he put on, I guess it was probably last month, it was really quite impressive. I went there kind of, I go to some of these things thinking, let's see, you know. And I came away realizing that he's the kind of doctor I want to be seen by. And he really does do all of the background work to understand where your problems are coming from. He doesn't just prescribe a drug because that's the pharmaceutical du jour that everybody is giving out for this particular condition. And to me, that's where medicine began, fixing the person, not addressing the symptom. So if you look overall, the population that you've seen in all the time that you've been in private practice, are there a list of things that you could easily say, look, these things, if people did more of this, they could rebuild that backup system. They could rebuild that buffer. They could take that spare tire off finally.
Sure. One of the biggest ones that really crosses several other sub-boundaries would really just be sleep, which is really the recovery time your body has to help it rebuild that buffer. If, you know, your body regenerates during sleep, it recovers muscle tissue, it builds, you know, recovers brain tissue on all levels. That's your recovery time. And in our current world where it's 24/7, 365, play on your iPad till you pass out and then let your router and your phone beam your head with microwave radiation all night long, you don't get recovery for most people. And that's sleep. So if I would pick number one, it would be sleep.
Okay. What's number two?
I think for the patients we manage is to recognize and identify their genomic risk factors, which we do through some specialty testing to say, here's what you might be at risk for at a higher probability than the general population downstream. So you can start managing that risk decades before it develops. And some of that is just direct history information from the patient, and other is actually analyzing their genetics and seeing what they light up for is from a risk standpoint.
So can you use things like 23andMe if a patient has already had it done?
We use the raw data set that 23andMe generates. The model that 23andMe and Ancestry have is to slowly dole out some of this information to you gradually, because it may be the pace at which a lay person would be able to digest it, but they generate a raw data file that the patient who or the individual who purchases that has access to. So we have them download that and use it in a couple of other websites to get broken down. So we have all the information that's available right at the initial point, as opposed to slowly doled out to us through their 23andMe paradigm.
Has that been a game changer for your practice, the fact that reasonably priced, $129, a patient can walk in with that raw data set for you and you can start right there, right then, and start looking at the things that they may be predisposed to?
Sure. Absolutely has been, because after a while, I've been doing that for probably 7 or 8 years now, and you do start to notice, just like with other medicine, patterns and ways that this gene and this patient develops this illness. And the patients also report that data back in what's called GWAS studies, so we can pull the data retrospectively. But you can use that genomic data to manage macro and micronutrition, exercise, ideal exercise for a patient, you know, whether it's a fast twitch or slow twitch muscle burner, you know, that data is available. But, you know, someone may be struggling with a certain type of diet or nutrition and exercise plan and really not achieving results, you can say, hey, this would be a better direction for you to achieve your goals based on your genomics.
It's estimated that over 70% of the population have some form of gut problem today. It seems to me that when I look at a variety of different illnesses, they all seem to have, you know, digestive issues, distended stomach, gut problems, in that mix. So you have to be seeing this in your practice as well, right?
Correct. I mean, the way I think of it is that the gut is literally not inside your body. It's just held there, but it's an opening at your mouth and an opening at your anus. and it selectively lets things in your body or selectively eliminates things. When that single layer membrane gets damaged, it cannot filter properly. It may lose things it wants to keep and allow things into your body that shouldn't be allowed. That is really the basis for a lot of the autoimmune and inflammatory concept that we have. It starts in the gut. The scary thing is, and we see this clinically in our, just if you look at demographics, is that a similar membrane protects your brain from the outside world.
Right.
So once your gut fails, then things get into your brain that are not supposed to be there. And most likely directly related to the neurodegenerative and cognitive decline issues that we are seeing.
So it's interesting that you say that. So I stumbled upon something recently. Vitamin B6, pyridoxine, and its synthetic form, HCL, is in virtually every manufactured food product. It's actually, B6 is one of the most ubiquitous, if not the most ubiquitous, B vitamins in our environment. It's in every single food group, fruit, nuts, meats, dairy. Well, no, I take it back. Dairy is devoid of B6, interestingly enough, unless they're misreporting the information. But eggs, everything has B6. So if I look at this from an evolutionary perspective, B6 was very important to us. We evolved under its influence. But we didn't get that much in our diet. We really didn't. And when you look at B6, of all of the B vitamins, B6 is the one that A, has the ability to bioaccumulate, and B, when it does, causes neurological disorders. It either causes neuropathies, which could be a result of hyperalgesia, or demyelination. And so when we look at the foods we eat today, or better yet, I discovered that these energy shots, like 5-Hour Energy, they have 40 milligrams of B6 in them. And so if you're eating fortified cereal in the morning, you're taking a B100 capsule because that's what you're told you're supposed to do. You're eating a good diet that has lots of B in it, and you're having one of these energy shots a day. Even though the government has said that the safe upper limits is 100 milligrams, in Europe they say the safe upper limits of B6 is actually 20 milligrams. So I don't understand what's different between us and the Europeans, but the point is B6 overload actually looks like advanced aging. Your gait changes, spasticity increases, nerves don't function the way they're supposed to, vagus nerves become compromised, heart rate changes, gut motility changes. I'm starting to wonder about some of the things in our diet that actually could be advancing illness and aging that are considered healthy. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that the quality of the food source in general is poor. That's probably a whole other topic for you to have. But B6, for it to be utilized properly by the body, it needs to be an activated form as pyridoxal 5-phosphate, a couple of other minor activated forms. But most of the fortified foods will have synthetic B6, and an individual may not have the ability to convert that properly into a form the body can utilize, and then it can actually perform toxic function in the body, as you mentioned. It's interesting when I look at the labs that I order on patients that I see that when we take their baseline just serum vitamins, we require they not be on supplements for 2 to 3 days before they draw their labs, but still some of them's B6 will be through the roof, in the range where you start to get worried about neuropathies and neurodegenerative process that's being augmented by B6.
Have you seen B6 related neuropathies reverse once you get the person out of the danger zone with, and that could take a year for them to deplete B6, because B6 isn't easy to deplete if you follow the traditional Western diet. I mean, intermittent fasting and training fasted could help deplete B6 in muscle. There's obviously drinking a lot of water. Now, people always say, oh, but it's water soluble. Yeah, but if you're only drinking 2 glasses of water a day and urinating once, you're not passing anything out of your body. It's accumulating.
You're not even breaking even.
Yeah. I mean, so every day it's a little bit more stored muscle. Have you seen people reverse neuropathies related to B6 overload?
Well, demyelination neuropathies, if you can determine the cause of demyelination, which is loss of essentially the insulation around the nerve, if you determine the cause of the loss of the myelin, then you can reverse that if it's not in a severe case initially. Axonal neuropathy, which means actually loss of the nerve, it's very difficult with today's technology to regrow nerves, as you know, just from the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, head injuries, that type of thing. We're not that good at regenerating nerves. There's a lot of nice stuff on the horizon, though, and some of it's available in the peptide market now to help with it.
Yeah, I mean, we actually, I use peptides. You and I discussed that. I mean,
I'm betting
on them doing that. Actually,
so it's a very exciting area now. So,
I want to take our last commercial break, and we'll wrap this discussion up. We're talking with Dr. Carl Page. Plug your website again, Dr. Page.
MedicalTransformationCenter.com.
Yeah, so if you're in the Louisville area, reach out. This is a doctor worthy of your time and an investment. You know, I drive all the way to Bloomington, Indiana, to see my physician, Dr. Matt Andre. I drove all the way to Ashtabula, Ohio, to have surgery performed on my foot by Dr. William Seeds. We've come to a time in our civilization where you don't pick doctors by convenience or just because they're in your plan. If you do that, you may find out that your life doesn't go so well. When you find a good doctor, if you have to drive an hour or two to see them, then so be it. Because that hour or two that you spend in the car driving to and from your doctor is going to save you a bunch of time in the last 30 years of your life sitting at specialists' offices waiting for drugs that do nothing but make you sicker. We have to stop looking at medicine the way we do big screen TVs. You know, you look for a good deal on a big screen TV. You don't look for a good deal or convenience in a physician. You find a physician that knows what they're doing. And if you have to drive to see them, you drive to see them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, release
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably
favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Carl Page about functional medicine in its true form. And functional medicine, you find out what's wrong with the patient first, but you can't find that out just by sitting there and talking with them for 5 minutes. You got to run tests, multiple systems. If you can get some genetic test results, it's all pieces to the puzzle. And really, this is the medicine you should demand as a patient. You wouldn't let people diagnose your car problems the way we diagnose diseases. You walk in, I feel this, I feel that, I feel that. My poor sister died prematurely because the first physician she saw told her she had Parkinson's disease when her only symptoms were depression, and she felt like she... Her right leg became what I would call a lactate buildup rapidly when she was teaching her spinning classes. It was just the right leg. So she went to the doctor and said, I feel like my right leg is weaker than my left. And he started asking her questions. She was postmenopausal. She went on hormones, but then the Women's Health Initiative scared the bejeebers out of her, and she got right off of them on her own. And so the doctor said, well, you're depressed. Sometimes depression is the only symptom of Parkinson's disease. I would punch that doctor in the face if I could find out who he is today. How do you tell a woman you're depressed, you probably have Parkinson's disease? Maybe she's unhappy with her life. Maybe she's not sleeping. Maybe her diet sucks. Maybe a lot of things, but Parkinson's disease? And when a doctor does that, every doctor thereafter, no one wanted to say, no, I don't think you have Parkinson's disease. They just went, okay, you have Parkinson's. Let's see what we can do for you. So they put her on Sinemet, and which is carbidopa, levodopa, and they burnt her brain out. They literally did. They kept raising the doses and raising the doses. I used to watch her. She would go into extreme fits of anxiety as the drug came on. She was motionless. She had to sit there, nauseous. And then as the drug started to wear off, she had small periods of time where she was somewhat functional. And really, it was disgusting. So how do you, would you trust a mechanic? And you said, my car's running funny. And he looked at it from afar and said, probably needs a new engine. You'd be like, that's it? That you're going to look at the outside of my car and tell me that? You don't have any diagnostic? No, needs a new engine. That is how medicine operates today. Shame on us for accepting it. Shame on us for being willing to take it. Doctors are human beings. They have good days, they have bad days. There are some doctors out there that just plain suck, just like there's some mechanics out there that suck. The only difference is, one, your car's broken down more often. The other one, your life is shortened. So you should demand that your doctor be more interested in what's wrong with you. If you ever feel like your doctor is rushed, find a new doctor. And quite frankly, forget about using insurance to find a doctor today. Because all the really great doctors, they're not taking insurance anymore, and it's not because they're greedy. In fact, they're less expensive to deal with when you get the insurance companies out. I mean, does it frustrate you, Dr. Page?
It's very frustrating, very frustrating. An example that I deal with on a probably more common basis than Parkinson's or that specific neurodegenerative disease would be just management of cholesterol as a risk factor. The standard of care for managing lipids in the majority by far of medical practice is to use data and to use testing. The testing is from the 70s. The data is from the 40s and 50s. And this is considered standard of care in the 21st century, into it. I'll tell patients, I said, would you use your cell phone from 10 years ago? Would you use your cell phone from 50 years ago that didn't exist or a leftover World War II walkie-talkie set up to your ear? No, you would be disgusted with it and ask for an iPhone 10 or whatever. We can go into whether it's safe to use those at some point or not. But anyway, the analogy, I think, holds. The technology is old, the data is old, and it's standard of care currently. The anti-aging world, regenerative world that I practice in, the functional world where I've trained, the goals are to take the technology and data from the bench to the clinic as soon as it's determined to be valid and safe. And that's the realm that I practice in now. It's why I left traditional medicine, because we were held back and dumbed down literally primarily by insurance models, by a education industry, even in healthcare and medicine that's run by pharmaceutical industry. It's corrupted, essentially.
Well, think about it. All those years of anatomy and physiology, all of those years of pharmacology, all of those years of school were designed to endow you with the inner workings of every system of the human body. Applied with critical thinking skills, you can figure out how to fix anything. But then as soon as you get into private practice, they say, forget all that. Don't use any of that with your patients, because you must use the standard of care, even if you disagree with it, even if you think you can actually fix this patient's problem. Because if you don't use the standard of care, you're gonna get hit on the head with a hammer by somebody in your path. Even though you may be doing great things for your patients, the industry doesn't want independent thinkers. And I mean, why even make doctors spend all that time in school? Why not have them do a 4-year program of like allied health program, and then just give them a book? When the patient says this, give them that. It's silly.
It's really coming down to that with the care models that are designed to monitor populations. The physician can almost be replaced by a computer algorithm the way they're designing it. And unfortunately, that does not apply well to individual patients.
Well, and the other thing to remember is this. Epidemiology looks at the population and says the population has this attribute. But what if you're looking at a sick population? Do you really want that to be the benchmark for whatever it is that you're dealing with? No, of course not. So really, the real standard for epidemiology should be healthy people and athletes. Because those are the people who are performing at the best level. And those should be the benchmarks that we want to reach. Kind of to go back to what you said about building up the buffer, having all those reserve systems ready, not depending on the reserve systems. You know, when we look at epidemiology, we don't know where these numbers are coming. This could be a completely sick population. I mean, look at what they've done to testosterone, Dr. Page. When I first started talking about this 13 years ago, the bottom end of the assay was 420. Then it went to 380. I think today it's 320. Now, is this evidence that testosterone levels should be lower in men, or are we just tracking sick guys and going, oh, this is the norm?
The reality is we're just adjusting the current levels as the new norms and not looking at the causes of that. And they are fairly well defined and manageable for individuals to normalize their testosterone the earlier you address that. But that's common in traditional medicine, is that we just move the scale to now fit the population as opposed to decide where they should be optimally and work for that.
Yeah, this is all good stuff. Anything else that you want to mention before we round up the interview?
Just that, you know, this journey I'm on and recredentialing and practicing this for the last 7 to 8 years has been a pleasure. And I don't criticize my colleagues in the other world, because I think they are intellectual intellectually intact and smart. They've unfortunately been held back or dumbed down by the current system. So they're smart people, but they don't have sometimes the right tools.
And really, the reason that we've seen, I remember, I want to say it was probably, it was before I started doing this show. So it was probably 2003 or 2004. I was talking to Dr. Bob from A4M at an event. It was actually a bodybuilding event. And he had just started A4M at that time. Him and, the other guy that's been on my show. I can't even think of his name right now. But anyway, it'll come to me. And so, you know, we were talking about this emergence of the anti-aging type of medicine. And he said to me, you're not going to believe it, but the number one physicians that we have joining us are ER physicians. I said, really? He said, yeah, because these guys only get to treat people when they are in their most broken state of being. Shot, car accidents, limbs ripped off, you know, this is all they treat. He says, and they are just hate it. And they want to be with, they want to help people not get sick instead of having to put them together after crappy stuff happens to them. And I thought that said a lot for what would become the community of anti-aging medicine practitioners today. These are all physicians who are tired of complaining about what's wrong with medicine and have decided to take a bold step that had no guarantees that they'd be successful and go, you know what? I want to help people stay healthy. Let everybody else fix them once they're broken. And it's really an amazing phenomenon. Here we are, you know, 15 years later, and some of the most brilliant minds in medicine are jumping over to the anti-aging side. It's just amazing to me.
It's a personal relief to be in this world. I feel like I can use my training and education and that I'm getting the latest information that I can offer my patients. So, yes, it has been quite a pleasure to make the transition, and I'm comfortable that patients benefit from it infinitely.
Dr. Page, thanks for being with us today and sharing your information.
Thank you.
Take care. And we have a great show planned tomorrow. We have, of course, the Blueprint Power Hour tomorrow with Coach Rob Regish. And then I'm still waiting for a confirmation. We have a surprise guest for our second hour. I'm not going to tell you yet until I know he's going to be on, because I don't want to get hopes up. But anyway, we got a full week as we lead into my birthday weekend. I'm celebrating my birthday on the 9th, since the 11th is a work day. And so come join me. If you can't make the live show, there's always the podcast. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.